When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Okay, so who had money on me coming back today and saying, yeah, the talk went all right? Because you won. Yes, that's what I predicted. That's what happened. And that's what you get when you've gone through a cycle enough times, right? That you, what am I talking about? Let me back up. A few days ago on Thunder Punch Daily, I mentioned that I was preparing for a talk for a community group in town here in Ann Arbor. And while it wasn't necessarily specifically or entirely about comics, comics figured in largely into it. Why else would they ask me to talk about it? But it covered some topics that I don't really talk about in a public forum as much. And am I going to share this talk? I don't know yet. Let me think about it. If I do, I probably will share it privately for my patrons on Patreon. Although, you know, like I said, it was very specific to a local group. So I just don't... the reason I'm hesitating is not because I'm feeling any specific anxiety about sharing private information as much is that I'm not convinced that it's terribly useful to the outside world. Let me think on that a little bit. But the first observation is that, yes, I've done public speaking enough now that I have been through the cycle and I know what to expect from the cycle, but that doesn't take away from the initial nervousness and anticipation and apprehension about doing the thing in the first place. You know, somebody asked me this morning, like, are you nervous? And I said, nervous about miscommunicating my ideas, misrepresenting what I'm standing for, or not being of, or communicating things to leave people with a false impression? Yes, I'm nervous. I'm nervous all the time. You bet I'm nervous, you know, but that nervousness is, it's leavened somewhat by the sense that, well, you've done this a bunch of times, but that's still, like, when I got up in front of the room, I felt my mouth go completely dry. You know, it happens every darn time. But there's another observation built into there that, and it's so funny, I mean, I literally was thinking of this as I was driving to the talk today. I was thinking about how so much of what I do, it requires me to get out in front of people, like whether I'm teaching, whether I'm doing advocacy work like A2CAF, whether I'm doing talks, podcasting, doing this right now. There's like a certain getting out in front that I have to do that, which is very, very, it's not comfortable for me to do. I think a lot of us who make art, what draws us to that in the first place is the fact that we get to hold ourselves up in a room and not talk to anybody for a long time. I know I found that incredibly compelling. The first time I saw a picture of Dave Sim in an interview in some comics magazine, probably Wizard magazine, and he was sitting in a room by himself looking out the window at a drawing table and drinking a beer, and I was like, that's the life! I remember as a 17-year-old being like, yeah, that sounds great, sign me up! I want to lock myself in a room and not talk to people for a long time, just sit with my imagination, please! So there's a certain discomfort even today that, like, you know, I encounter when I do this, but also... I watch fellow cartoonists, friends of mine, go out there and they make their life kind of the show. They're a little bit more, they mug for the camera, right? They have no problem mugging for the camera. And I don't say that disparagingly. I mean, like, if you put a camera in front of me and some of these friends, they'll put on a little pose and dance, and then I usually just, like, try to smile pleasantly because I don't feel quite as comfortable as they do in front of a group of people. Because in my head, I'm always worried about making it more about me than about what I'm advocating for, right? Like, I'm always coming at this from, who am I helping? Who am I serving? What am I serving, right? What am I standing for when it comes to this? And over the years, I mean, and less so today than in the past, but I still struggle with this, this whole idea of crossing that line and making it into a show about me. Maggie, do you want to come down here? Oh, there you are. Okay, sorry, Maggie's coming around. So why am I even bringing this up? Well, at the end of the talk, and, you know, I'm saying, you know, having little words with all the people who were there afterwards, and this lovely woman comes up to me and says, "You remind me so much of my nephew." And I'm like, "Oh, well, why is that?" I said, "Is he a little too enthusiastic for his own good sometimes?" And she said, "No, he's a very powerful and persuasive speaker," which was a very kind thing to say. It was such a nice thing to hear at the end of my talk. But then I thought about that, like, I'm persuasive, right? Something I did was persuasive. And I think about those people I see who are really good at putting on the show and getting in front of the camera and mugging and making funny pictures and things like that. And I think, like, how much better, and this is terrible, isn't it, that I play this comparison game? I have a suspicion that a lot of us do this. I think, like, how much better would my career be going if I was more at ease with doing that? How much more, if I'm good at this talking stuff, how much better would things be going for me if I also, you know, let it be more about me every once in a while, right? Why am I sharing this? I don't have a thesis on this. I don't have a hypothesis on this. I'm just sharing that this is one of those wonderings that goes tumbling around in my brain over and over again. And hopefully, like a rock tumbler, it will smooth itself out and will turn into something that'll at least be worth looking at down the road. I don't feel like taking this rock out and, like, holding it out for to present it as anything that is useful or presentable. But my hope is that in ruminating on this in some kind of public way, maybe it will resonate with at least a couple other people who also wonder about that sometimes. If you are the kind of person who says, like, it's really tough for me to get in front of the camera and, you know, make the funny face and put parts of my life on display, not all of it, right? I don't think any of the people I'm thinking of necessarily put their whole lives on display, but they're more public than I am. Or at least they're more at ease about being in public than I am. There's a spin-up cycle for me. Like, there's, like, a 20-minute, like, breathing exercise for me, right? So if you're that kind of person, then I'm with you. I feel what you feel in that regard to whatever degree I can. Let me just say that I think I know what that's like. And it's uncomfortable sometimes. I don't have finished thoughts on this. I was feeling the desire to round off my point with some kind of, like, well, this is how I'm taking away with it. I'm not gonna. It's tough sometimes. It's really tough. We, as visual storytellers, we have to advocate for the stuff that we make. Whether we work for a company or not, whether we're freelance or whether we work for a company, we're gonna be put in situations where we have to look somebody in the eye and tell them why our stuff is valuable and what is the meaning behind what we do. And sometimes it can feel a little bit like we're talking about how wonderful and ingenious and special we are. And is that such a bad thing? Is it really such a bad thing to say that? You know? I know it feels uncomfortable, but is it such a bad thing? That's the rock that tumbles around and around and around. Okay. Oh, well, I'm way over time. Who am I? Jersey Droz, cartoonist and teaching artist. Jersey on Twitter. Jersey Droz on Instagram. BoulderandFleet.com. And this is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge at artsoundoff.com. Every November, me and my buddy Rob Stenzinger challenge a whole bunch of people, ourselves and a whole bunch of other people, to share an audio accompaniment to their art day. And speaking of art days, I have to go now to make some dinner and then get some penciling done. So I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody.
It's a good thing Orko got my sword back today, or Prince Adam might never have been seen again. The rock man who took my sword thought it made him a leader, but he was wrong. A sword or any other symbol doesn't make a person a good leader. What does is intelligence, respect for others, and an unselfish desire to do good. People are proud of a leader with those qualities, so if you develop them in yourself, you could become a good leader too. See you soon.